This Saturday, WRTI dedicates its programming to opera. The now annual Opera Day is a celebration of this grandest expression of music and theater. Now, WRTI's Jim Cotter profiles mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato, not only one of America's premier operatic voices, but also one of the heartiest.
Singing Rosina in a 2009 performance of The Barber of Seville at the Royal Opera House, DiDonato slipped and fell on her way off stage during the first act. When she returned to the stage, she did so on crutches. It was only discovered afterwards that she had suffered a broken leg. This didn't stop her, though. She sang the next performance from a wheelchair. DiDonato almost suffered a considerably more serious injury years before. It was after she had graduated from the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia when she began a residency in a young artist program at Houston Grand Opera. There, her vocal coach told her that the way she was singing had the potential to end her career before it had even begun.
He said, "You're singing on youth and muscle." And I think I was just old enough to realize that he was correct. And I knew I had to retool. He got me to strip away everything else and go back to the breath. And thank God that happened, because I don't think the career would have happened. I could have gotten hired for a while, but I don't think it would have continued to grow.
But it has grown, resulting in major record label backing, performances on some of the world's greatest opera stages, and an ever-growing international reputation. DiDonato says she's found that a sense of responsibility has helped shape her as a singer.
If I dare open up my mouth on stage, I better know what it is I want to say.
Joyce DiDonato is the star of the annual Richard Tucker Gala at Avery Fisher Hall in New York City on Sunday.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.